I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump ended their campaigns for the 2024 presidential election Monday in the key state of Pennsylvania. Trump, the Republican nominee, told supporters at a rally in Pittsburgh that the policies of President Joe Biden and Harris have broken the country.
My message to Americans tonight is simple. We do not have to live this way. We don't. And we won't.
The Democratic vice president also held a rally in Pittsburgh, the heart of the U.S. steelmaking region, where she encouraged her supporters not to let up in the campaign's final hours.
Let's reach out in these next 24 hours to family and friends and classmates and neighbors and coworkers. And as we do that, let us really be true to what our campaign has been about from the very start.
Harris ended the day with a major rally in Philadelphia, a major Democratic stronghold. Pennsylvania is the biggest electoral prize among the seven battleground states that are likely to determine the national outcome. More than 80 million Americans have already voted ahead of Tuesday's official election day, either in person at polling stations or by mail. The death toll in Lebanon from the 13-month-long conflict between Israel and Hezbollah surpassed 3,000 on Monday. The Lebanese Health Ministry said more than 13,000 people have also been wounded. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati called for immediate international pressure to end the war with Israel, protect civilians and medical teams from attack, as well as the country's cultural heritage. Israel has conducted repeated airstrikes over the ancient cities of Tyre and Baalbek, risking damage to their ancient ruins. This is VOA News. Continuing storms in eastern Spain that led to massive flooding last week and killed over 200 people, mostly near Valencia, are now dumping rain on the coastal city of Barcelona. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas with the latest update.
Monday's downpour prompted authorities to suspend commuter rail service. Spanish Transport Minister Oscar Puente said that he's suspending all commuter trains in northeast Catalonia, a region with 8 million people, on the request from civil protection officials. Mobile phones in Barcelona screeched with an alert for extreme and continued rainfall on the southern outskirts of the city. In nearby Tarragona, footage released by Catalonia firefighters showed water streaming down streets as emergency crews looked for survivors. In Valencia, the search goes on for bodies in houses and the thousands of wrecked cars strewn in the streets, on highways and in the canals that channeled last week's deluge into populated areas. I'm Karen Chamas.
Unionized factory workers at U.S. aviation giant Boeing began voting Monday on whether to accept a new contract offer from the company that includes a 38% pay rise over 4 years and a larger signing bonus. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has more details.
The offer is endorsed by their union, which told members it had extracted all it could from the plane maker. Labor officials said rejecting it could risk a, quote, regressive or lesser offer in the future. The latest move presented on Thursday comes at a critical moment for Boeing. This week, the company announced it would raise over $24 billion to strengthen its finances, which have been hard hit this year after a mid-air blowout in January that put its safety and quality record under close scrutiny. Those money troubles have been compounded by the now 7-week strike by more than 33,000 U.S. West Coast factory workers. That has halted production on Boeing's best-selling planes.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The U.S. Justice Department says federal agents have arrested a Tennessee man who they say was trying to destroy an electrical substation in the capital city, Nashville. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has that story.
Skylar Felipe is accused of attempting to use a drone loaded with what he thought were explosives to destroy the Nashville energy facility. Felipe allegedly told a confidential source who was working with the FBI that he wanted to attack several substations by attaching several pounds of C4 explosives to an aerial drone. In September, Felipe also provided undercover officials with excerpts of his so-called manifesto, which focused heavily on white nationalism. He was arrested before he could follow through with his plans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.